Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new mining company to all of you, our listeners. Now, this company has been around for quite a while and is a pretty established miner, but I'm really curious to hear what a lot of you have to say or think, or even your questions to follow up on some of the points that we're going to talk about for this company. The company is called China Gold International Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol CGG. They also have a listing in Hong Kong under the symbol 2099. Now, I am chatting with the Executive Vice President and Corporate Secretary, Jerry Zee. Now, Jerry, let's start off with a little history on China Gold International. I think a lot of our listeners know this company or have heard of the company Jinshan Gold that Robert Friedland started back a number of years ago. This is, well, the continuation of this company. Please share with us a little bit of the growth of how this company is right now, please.
Well, thank you very much, Corey, and thank you for all the listeners. The founder was Robert Friedland back to the early year 1000. So our former name was Jinshan Gold Mine. And the reason we get Jinshan Gold Mine is that Robert Friedland set up this small company that went to China looking for a gold property. So back to the year 2008, the largest gold producer in China, China National Gold Group, bought all the Robert Friedland's stake of 42% in 2008 became to the largest shareholder. So Robert is created from this company. In year 2010, we changed our name from Jinshan Gold Mine to China Gold International, which means we'll play the role for the China National Gold Group as the international vehicle. So right now, we keep still sitting on the TSX listing and also dual listing in Hong Kong. And we have two operations. One is CSH gold mine, and another one is the JAMA polymetallic copper and gold mine. Both operations are in China. And this year, the production is for the gold. The whole company combined gold production, we're looking at 210,000 ounces. And for the copper, is the looking at 132 million pound. The resource base. For the JAMA polymetallic mine, we have 31 years of the mine life and the 6 million tons of the copper and 100 tons of the gold as a byproduct. For the gold mine, we have right now like 1.6 the 2P reserve supporting the mine life of the looking ahead is 7 years. So the strategy is to keep looking for things to grow both organically and external acquisition to make this company become to the 500,000 the ounces gold producer and the over 300 million pound of copper. So that's basically we are. So the if you look at our financial statement. So this company is pretty strong for the cash flow. It's over 200 million the US dollar to the EBITDA and the cash flow from our operation. We just want more people knowing us. That's our only challenge for us.
One thing that caught my eye for this company is this revenue growth. You have a very simple chart on slide 6 that shows compound annual growth rate of over 31% in 2018. Revenues are over 500 million, 571 million. Now, you mentioned some of the income from operations, but when you drive down into the financials, you saw that you're not necessarily generating a bunch of income on the actual financial statements. Can you take us through why there's a bit of a discrepancy here, please?
Yes. So even though we have very strong cash flow from the operation, but you look at the profit, the earnings were still right now, it's minus. And the mainly reason is that the two things. One is because we are we have the 500 million US dollar bond, and we use that bond to the mines, convert that to the RMB, the Chinese dollars. So that is the foreign exchange loss. That's one reason to make to the negative to our profit. Another one is the quite a big percentage of amortization. So that's the two reasons. But right now, we just look at our like both mines. The JAMA, the polymetallic mine, was the just finished expansion from 6,000 tons per day to the 50 tons, the 1,000 tons per day, the capacity. So we right now, we can produce, we can processing the 50,000 tons per day. Right now, it's already reached the to the design capacity, but the output side was still ramping up. That's a big improvement, the next step. That's big potential as well. So this year, we're looking at the 132 million pounds, but design capacity is the supposed to be like 176. The reason of that, we keep increasing higher grade zone. That one is the right now we're working on. So that's when also the our potential is. For the gold mine, the similar thing. We have right now the 7 years to go, but we still have like a deeper deposit. If the gold price is sitting on this level, that gives us chance to make use of the deeper deposit. Right now, we're working on that economic analysis. So the result will be the put out the around end of the year. So we can see that if the bulls, you know, this mine's going well, so that's the big potential, the step-by-step from now on. Also, you mentioned about the free cash flow, because right now the Q3 is on the corner. We can't talk too much, but I can tell you the free cash flow in Q3 will be much, much better than the last quarter.
Okay, let's just dive a little bit more into these projects one at a time. The JAMA polymetallic mine in Tibet. So these both of these mines are slightly lower grade, but they are both making money. So the JAMA mine, as you said, you just increase the capacity, plus the mine life here is over 35 years. But what I understand is that you guys have recently been drilling on this project. What's the strategy then to A, continue to mine profitably, but also drill? Are you looking for some of the higher grade material possibly?
Yes, right now you can the 50,000 tons per day capacity, including like in that 50,000, 33,000 is coming from lower the grade pit, this open pit. The rest of 17,000 tons per day is coming from underground. Underground is higher the ore. So that drilling program we're doing right now is to looking for the more higher grade ore from underground to increase that 17,000 to 25. Meanwhile, we reduce that lower the surface ore to somewhere. So that one is a huge increase of our revenue and capability. So that's the main reason. And the drilling program is about like 33,000 meters. Right now it's pretty cold at the mine site. It's the program is finished. So people right now is working the paperwork, waiting for that could be sign it off. And when it finished, when everything is ready, we just put out the result. I was told the result for now is very positive.
Okay, let's quickly talk about the CSH gold mine. This is in Inner Mongolia. Now, this project has also been in production for quite a while, and there is still about 7 years of mine life remaining. Current resource that I'm seeing here is measured and indicated of about 2.7 million ounces. Now, this is at a grade of 0.62 grams per ton. What's going to be the strategy for continuing to produce at this mine and even potentially expanding or growing the resource to continue the work or the production here?
That's right. If everything stay unchanged, we just be doing that the operation for the next 7 years. And also we can notice that the another and plus another 4 years for the washing gold from a circuit, that's almost for free gold. And if the gold price was sitting on this level, so that will give us opportunity to take use of the deeper deposit. That one is we have already finished that drilling program. Right now, the people working for that economic analysis. When we use that, how much CapEx is going to be, the put in, and we'll figure out the NPV right now. Just around the end of this year, we can figure out the economic or not.
Let's also quickly dive again back into the financials and talk about some of the debt that the company is carrying. This also relates very closely to the largest shareholder, China National Gold Group, which holds just under 40% of all the shares. What relationship can you share with us in terms of the China National Gold Group and also the debt that the company is carrying?
Yeah, so our major shareholder, which is the, also we call that our parent company, is the China Gold Group, which is the largest, the most influence, the gold company in China. They're highly integrated, so which means that they have everything, right? Like in addition to the conventional, like the mining, the operator, they also have like their own like EPC firm, their own R&D firm. And you know, there's even like ending the center for the jewelry store, and there are two popcos. One is the domestic in China. One is the international. That's why we call it the China Gold International. So their support come from the two angles, two aspects. One is operation. So because there's two operations right now in China. So with their support, they can deal with the local community, the government, or even the central government. We can leverage their power and their influence to make things much, much easier. So which means convert to the cost that we can reduce our cost a lot. So that's the operational side their support. Another one is. Give us a financial the position that's the support. You know, they stay ourselves. I mean, China Gold International, we have the credit rating is a triple B minus. Our parent company is triple B. So with that grading, we can give us like a lower cost access to the financing. You can see that we right now they have the $500 million bond. And that coupon is the only like a 3.25%. It's the unsecured, and also we have the in China the local, the financing access even lower. It's like a 2.8 something. So that one is the lower costing. It's another support from China Gold. So you mentioned we're working on the M&A. So that means another their power can be leveraged. Work together, going out, looking for even bigger things, target. If China Gold International, ourselves, they're going out, we're just looking for some like targets to match our size. Let's say 200 million, to 5 million, to 500. But if we're working together with our parent company, we can looking for like over 1 billion that size.
Okay, now I think this is an important distinction too, because the company has really established itself as a pretty, I guess, stable miner of these low-grade deposits, consistently generating some cash flow from operations, and you do have a nice cash position of around 100 and let's say $70 million US. Oh, sorry, $190 million US. So you do have a nice cash position, but the real growth opportunity here too is some sort of expansion. You are very much out there looking for some sort of an acquisition. Yes, you're continuing to work with your projects and continuing to produce, but the fact of the matter is you're looking for that one extra nice big kick forward with some sort of an acquisition. What more details can you share with us here, please?
Yeah, we have some like a criterias, like metrics there. Basically, ideally, the targets we're looking for is the producing asset with some potentials. But we fully understand that it's not too many available in the marketplace. But we can also look at a little bit early stage, like a feasibility study is finished and ready to go for the construction because we're a good builder. The reason of that, we're not looking at too much earlier stage because we want to control the risk level. So that's why. And for the commodity-wise, gold producer, we still want to stick to that the position, mainly gold, but we're open to the copper. But that's all. That's the two metals. And for the jurisdiction-wise, we prefer the stable jurisdiction, for sure. It's like Canada and Australia. But we still look open to the some countries in the South America and most of the countries in the Africa. Because given that our controlling bigger shareholder, they are traditionally, they have a very good relation for the most African countries. So that's give us the leverage to go there.
Now, just a couple final comments here. The market cap of this company is a little under $500 million. They have shares outstanding of just under $400 million, and that is also fully diluted. There are no warrants or options that are in the market or available to be exercised. If anybody has any follow-up questions, because I know there's a lot of other avenues that we can look at within this company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Also, comment, or even better, email me with some of your thoughts, what your concerns might be about the company, or what does actually attract you to this company. I am relatively new to this story, or at least just getting more up to date right now, and I'm looking to all of you, our listeners, and reaching out to a lot of the guests that I have on the show to get some of their insights in this company as well. It's an established miner that is looking to expand through an acquisition, and now it just comes down to working on their current projects and seeing what the acquisition could be. So, Jerry, I appreciate your insights and overview of the company. I will follow up with you as some of the questions and comments trickle in. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Corey, and thank you all of the listeners.